Welcome to the MGWA Fall Conference. My name is Eric Mooring. I'm doing my civic engagement duty this year by being the 2014 president of MGWA. And thank you all for coming. Before I get into the matter at hand, I wanted to make sure you all have this on your radar screen, which is the Sinkhole Conference, which is happening October 5-9, 2015, in Rochester, Minnesota. Forgive me for reading here, but this is a highly successful interdisciplinary biennial conference series, and it's the most important international meeting that concentrates on the practical application of karst science. It serves as a means for geologists, engineers, and geographers who study how and where karst develops and how sinkholes form to interact with engineers and planners who apply this information to building and maintaining society's infrastructure. So check it out. Check out the website, sinkholeconference.com. We know it affectionately as a sinkhole conference, but it's actually called the 14th Multidisciplinary Conference on Sinkholes and the Engineering and Environmental Impacts of Karst. So check it out. I believe there's a, that's a mouthful. I believe there's a handout in your folder there. All right? All right. The idea for this conference, you know, the word Superfund conjures up different images and means different things to different people, but the idea for this conference came from, well, it came from being part of an aging workforce demographic that, personally, having started my career in the mid-80s working behind drill rigs in various Rust Belt scenic locations, and in the heyday of the Superfund, and many of you of a certain age probably remember how, you know, getting into the groundwater field during that heyday, and even though myself, I've wandered into a lot different lines of work, but those days left an indelible imprint on me, and as you remember, you know, high demand for geologists, hydrologists, groundwater coming into the public eye, and remedial investigations, cleanup, government agencies, consulting firms, etc. So fast forward 3 decades, we're on the cusp of what's going to be a really major generational shift in the workforce. And but this work continues. And it occurred to me, and now that I'm one of the older dogs in the organization that I work for, that I love working with some of these bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, you know, young people that I work with, but they don't have that same... They don't have that same experience, and so the word Superfund to them doesn't mean the same thing that it might to some people of a certain age. So anyway, today's conference has 2 goals. One is kind of a look back at the shared history, you know, both for those that lived and worked through the early years of the Superfund to reminisce, share war stories, whatever, tell lies, commemorate, etc., but also to provide context for those that are just entering the workforce and don't have that base of experience. And the other goal is to look forward, you know, with the context of the shared history in mind, look forward to the future. So, okay. Federal Superfund passed in 1980. Minnesota Superfund passed in 1983. Please stand up, or if you're really lazy, you can raise your hand. Please stand up if you were alive or born in 1980. All right. If you ever worked on a listed federal Superfund site funded with federal dollars, okay. Ever worked on a listed Minnesota Superfund site funded with state dollars? Wow, I'm impressed. Remain standing if the, or sitting with your arms raised, lazy people, if the cleanup activities on either federal or state funded site exceeded 5 years.